The new year means a new raise for many workers in Arizona. The state minimum wage will increase from $10.50 to $11 an hour as part of a voter-approved goal of $12 an hour by 2020.
But the city of Flagstaff is already jumping up to $12 on the 1st. There, the minimum wage will be $15 by 2021.
Last month, Flagstaff City Council member Eva Putsova joined the show and said the city's economy has expanded since the minimum wage started rising and the number of businesses has grown.
So clearly, increasing the wages does not have negative impact on the business climate.
Eva Putsova is a Flagstaff City Council member. So then why are a number of small business owners and employees worried about this next bump in wages in Flagstaff? Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with Julie Pastrick, president and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce, more about it yesterday.
So the original initiative to raise the minimum wage in Flagstaff passed in 2016, and the amendment was in 2017. So this has been some time coming. Businesses have had some time to adjust to the idea. Is there any more optimism surrounding this now from your point of view?
We're not at the point of optimism yet regarding the wage law. We were very hopeful that it could be reversed or adjusted to mirror the state wage in the last election, but that didn't happen.
Right. It was put back on the ballot, and voters again said they did want to increase the minimum wage in Flagstaff more than before. What are your major concerns?
There are so many concerns and so many downsides that have been happening ever since the 2016 election. It is why so many people in the community, so many residents really banded together for more than 2 years to hope for the opposite outcome in our last election. But number one is forcing wages to be raised by employers is very inflationary. So we see a lot of prices going up on all goods, all services, food, beverage, delivery, you name it. All prices have escalated. A lot of underemployment. Businesses aren't able to keep their full staff with the across-the-board wage increase, so they're cutting back hours. And when you have less than a 40-hour work week and you're told, you got to work 30 hours or 32 hours, that's about all I can afford, it's really hurtful and painful to families because Flagstaff tends to be a dual-income family for sure.
So I know when the minimum wage increase initially passed there, like you're saying, many businesses said they would have to close. Have you seen that come to fruition, or have some businesses found other ways to adjust, like you're mentioning here with just having people on staff a little less?
It's really a combination of both, but the hard part is since the elections are just barely behind us, I think the worst is yet to come because every time there's another wage increase, it's all of the adjustments and or the reality hits and sinks in. It is not optimistic at all. So as of January 1, our wage will be at $12 an hour and the state will be at $11. It puts our community, puts Flagstaff in an unfortunate situation. It's almost as if we're an island in the middle of a state that's pushing forward on economic development fronts and trade and Arizona-Mexico relationships, and here's Flagstaff with this elevated wage that is not easy to sustain and causes all these unintended consequences that voters didn't even think about.
But voters, the argument, right, was that it's so much more expensive to live in Flagstaff that it warrants a higher minimum wage there. Do you think that that's legitimate in any way?
I don't think it's legitimate anymore. I kind of sort of thought that for a while, but the research proves the opposite. There's research from University of Washington. A lot of the cities, New York, Seattle, LA, that have raised their wages have seen that the minimum wage earner still is that worker that has very limited skill sets. And minimum wage jobs are usually entry level that help you learn and cull those skills, grow those attributes that make you more employable later down the road for what you might call a career. So even getting to a $15 wage, even though it sounds so much better, it's actually $15.50 in Flagstaff by 2022, does not help you because all of the prices on every single thing you need to spend your check on have elevated.
We interviewed Flagstaff City Councilperson Eva Putsova on our show not long ago about this, and she said that, in fact, since the minimum wage increase has gone in, the restaurant industry has grown by nearly 9%. She said unemployment is at an all-time low there, that the number of businesses in the city has increased by 5%. Have you seen this same data, or are you disputing all these points?
No, I totally disagree with her. She is the proponent and the backer of the minimum wage law. So that is going to be her assessment. And yes, some extra restaurants have come to town, but there are going to be many that close and or sell. There's probably a dozen on the market right now. I'm not going to say any names, but on the market immediately because they are not sustainable. You can't in a restaurant just charge any price you want and think that people are going to keep coming back no matter how good your food is. And secondly, retail, they have such fierce competition with online shopping that they have a cap as to what they can charge. If they elevate their prices and it's $2 or $3 or $4 or $10 lesser online, it might exacerbate the online shopping for their goods. So they feel like their hands are tied. And some of these smaller independent businesses, which we are so happy to have and we're known for our unique and very interesting businesses, are going to close. And they've said they will, and it's just a matter of time.
All right. Julie Pastrick is the president and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Julie, thank you for joining us to talk about this today.
I appreciate it, Lauren, very much.